On a farm, a young girl walks across a log. She runs in the field and spins around. She lays on the ground. Text on screen. Hallmark Channel presents.
Could you be my valentine?
Welcome to Valentine.
I'd be wishing you'd be mine. The other half I'd hope to find.
People walk by as she lays on the ground. This fades to a busy city street. The girl, Olivia, is now an adult. She walks down the busy street after bumping into someone. Text on screen, New York City.
I love my life, I love my life, I love my life choices.
In an apartment, a young woman, Tess, sits on the couch, mouthing words while she reads a document. Olivia enters.
Yo!
Yo, what's up? How is studio time?
Do you want to see?
You
really want to see?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ready?
She unfurls a blank roll of paper.
Ta-da!
My masterpiece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was really hoping that getting into a proper studio would inspire me, but nothing. Zilch.
Okay, well, hey, you will get into a groove. I know it. I believe in you, but we really gotta go. So, up and at 'em. Let's go.
Oh, please, no.
What event are we working tonight? I haven't even checked.
Oh, look, New York's 40 under 40 event, huh? Mm-hmm. Celebrating the finest young professionals under the age of 40. Opening remarks by honoree Camilla Hollander of the Camilla Hollander Art Gallery.
Hollander is the gallery that you've sent all your samples to?
Yes. I mean, snail mailed, emailed, just all of the mailed. She has launched the career of so many artists. I need to get some FaceTime with her.
Well, it's a very good thing that she's going to be at our event tonight.
Hey, what happened with your callback today?
Oh, I booked the role.
What? Why didn't you tell me that when I walked through the door?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still getting used to being Detective Elena Bustamante, coming to your TVs every Wednesday.
Wow. This is incredible.
Yeah, my agents are doing backflips, and my parents haven't stopped crying. Tears of joy.
It's happening. You know, you just have to soak up the win.
Thank you. I will be quitting cater waiting, so tonight is going to be my last show.
Oh, how will the canapes and I do without you?
One tiny little thing is that I am moving to Chicago where they're filming, which means I have to give up this apartment. Are you going to be okay finding somewhere else to stay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be good.
Feel terrible.
You've done so much for me. You took me in when I had nowhere to stay, and I've been crashing on your couch for months, so. So when we have to be out?
By the end of next week. My landlord said that if I leave before the 15th, then he won't charge me for breaking my lease. And I know that you usually go home for Valentine's Day anyway, so.
No, I'm not going this year.
What? What can I do? Let me buy your flights.
No, that is beyond generous. You know, everything is sold out, and, you know, I was hoping that the prices were gonna drop, but it didn't happen, so. Oh, we have to go. Okay, look, I can't be late.
Okay,
one right up.
Okay. Remember, you are Olivia Lafferty, up-and-coming artist.
Hmm? Hmm.
This is your moment.
Later, guests mingle at an art gallery party. Camilla walks with guests.
Oh, you know, and speaking of art, are you going to make it to the Cannes Film Festival this year? I hear it's going to be absolutely incredible.
Olivia and Tess work in the kitchen. Olivia answers her phone.
Oh. Hey, is everything okay?
Yes, just say hi.
I'm working an event right now, so I can't really talk.
Quick, Mickey, did you want to say hi to your Aunt Liv?
Not yet. I want nuggets.
Okay, no. I'll get you some. Just go. Go sit down. Okay.
I am up to my ears and child wrangling and parade planning.
And Tyler's away until Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much for coming. I really could use the help.
Wait, are you flying into Lincoln or?
I can't get back to Nebraska this year.
Wait, why?
I waited too long to book flights and now I can't get to Sioux Falls or even Topeka in time. No, Valentine's Day is only
5 days away. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I know how important this is to you.
Excuse me? There's no phones on the clock. That's strike two.
The boss walks away.
No, I'm sorry.
Olivia picks up her phone again.
Oh. I gotta go. I love you. Goodbye.
I love you too.
Are you okay? You've never missed the parade before.
Of course, this is the first year. My sister's the official parade planner.
Hey, trays up now.
Yeah. Oh, man. There she is.
Olivia sees Camilla.
Canapé? 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 Canapé?
Olivia bumps into a male guest, George.
Oh! Sorry.
Sorry.
Wow. You are out of canapés.
I am refilling.
Okay, good, because I've been in back-to-backs all day and I'm running on one granola bar.
Well, canapés are coming right up, sir. And by the way, we use fresh baguette.
Something to look forward to, because this art is not great.
Well, it's easy to be a critic. It's harder to be an artist. And art is subjective.
Right. One person's trash is another person's Monet.
Unless you're Marcel Duchamp and the trash is your art.
Duchamp, that's a nerdy name drop. What are you, cater waiter by night? Art historian by day?
Something like that.
But you're not from the city.
No, I'm from Valentine.
Oh, yes, tis the season. Seriously, where are you from?
Valentine, Nebraska.
She nods.
Oh.
Excuse me?
Olivia walks away. She approaches Tess in the kitchen.
I can't get Camilla alone. Though she's working the floor and I don't want to interrupt her. So.
The night is still young. Also, have you talked to the super cute guy?
Which guy?
They both rush to a curtain and peek through it.
Oh, that guy there? Yeah, yeah, little.
Wait, who? I'm talking about Dreadlock Denzel. Hold on, who are you talking about? You never think anyone's cute.
Oh, that guy.
Him?
Yeah.
She points to George.
Wait, that's my cousin.
You have a cousin in New York?
Georgie Kessler. George, now. No, he lives in L.A. We are second cousins, 3 times removed by marriage. Although, actually, they might be divorced by now.
What is he doing here? I haven't seen him in years. Well, you can go and enjoy your family reunion. Mm-hmm. I am gonna queue up pictures to show Camilla my work. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to shoot my shot with them.
Don't do that.
Good luck. Okay. Good evening, Miss Hollander.
Well, hello, distant family member.
Whoa, Tess!
Hey! Wow, so weird seeing you at an event that isn't a wedding or a funeral. What are you doing here? Wait, are you a 40 under 40 honoree?
Yes, I am.
Well, congrats. That's fun.
Is it? I normally don't come to events like these, but I just happened to be in the city. Actually, I flew out to drive my granddad's car back to L.A. We're opening up this big expanded office in Venice, Silicon Beach.
I have no idea what that is, but it sounds very you.
Yeah, I guess it is. Anyways, Dad wanted the car at the opening really badly, and I kind of wanted to do a road trip before I took on the new role.
New role?
CEO.
Kessler and Kessler Assets.
Oh, yes. CEO, very important. Yeah, the family line, of course.
I'm sorry, do you have some solid food back there?
Okay, all right, yeah, I got you, fine.
Olivia exits from behind the curtain, holding a tray of gray drinks.
You got this.
She walks toward Camilla.
Good evening.
Mushroom soup?
Oh, no, thank you, dear.
Actually, if I could just have one any other time.
It's me again. What is that?
Mushroom soup.
Mushroom soup without any bread or a cracker even? Oh, this is rough.
I will get you some in a minute. Miss Hollander, I know that your gallery is looking for a new take on still life, and I was wondering if you wouldn't mind having a peek at some of these.
Johan, maybe some other time.
Oh, please, it really, really won't take
okay.
that long.
Okay, I know that you won't.
George bumps into Olivia. She spills the tray on Camilla.
What have you done?
Oh. I am so sorry, Miss Hollander. I'm deeply sorry.
So does this mean you're out of canapes and soup?
She looks at George, then tends to the mess on the floor.
I'm gonna go get a towel.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Strike three. You're fired.
Olivia stops wiping up the mess on the floor. Later, at the apartment, Olivia draws while leaning her head on the table. Tess enters.
How's my girl?
Well, she has no job, no career, no apartment, and no chance of ever showcasing with Camilla Hollander. And I still smell like mushroom.
I am so sorry about my cousin. He was super rude. And he's the one that knocked over that tray, right?
Yeah. He definitely didn't help the situation.
He did come up to me after you left and felt really bad, which gave me an idea. I think you need to go back home to Valentine. You should be at that parade.
It's a lost cause. I can't. I don't have the money, and flights are sold out anyway.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
You know I love you, but willpower alone is not gonna get me back to Valentine.
But a car can.
What?
George has a car.
Olivia, this one's yours.
Oh.
And listen, I am sorry for contributing to your job loss and for souring a potential opportunity.
I was probably gonna get fired at some point. But you know, you certainly helped speed up the process.
I'm useless without sustenance, and those self-aggrandizing events just make me feel so
frustrated, overwhelmed.
I don't like them. They're unsettling. I would way rather be doing the work than standing around applauding myself for it.
Debatable. Can I tell you guys my brilliant idea now? Okay, we are all heading west in the next few days. Therefore, we're going to take a road trip together. George has a car, so thank you, George. I'm moving to Chicago, which is halfway in between here and Valentine, Nebraska. I will hop off in Chicago. You can get off in Valentine, and you can drive the rest of the way to Los Angeles. You can drive right through that ribbon at the ceremony.
Okay, the ending's a bit dramatic, but you are an actor.
Well, what do we think of the plan? Oh, hang on. This is my agent. Hello. Hey, yes. No, I did. I did send them. I sent them my sizes earlier. Do they need me to resend? I'll resend.
Okay, be honest. Did Tess put you up to doing this?
Honestly, I'm happy to do it. Your stop is literally on the way.
You know, out of sheer curiosity. I mean, you clearly have the means to have your car shipped to LA and fly there yourself, so, I mean, why not just do that instead?
My dad doesn't trust the transport companies with precious cargo. And I really want to spend some more time in the car. I've only driven her a few times when I've come up to New York. I mean, how else would you get to the beach?
Take the A to Rockaway.
George shrugs.
It's a train. It takes you to the beach? Okay, fine. I mean, if you really are up for it, then thank you in advance for getting me to Valentine.
Valentine, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. What is it really called?
That's the name of the town. And it has real people and everything, including the Be Mine in Valentine annual Valentine's Day Parade.
Okay, Your commitment to this is wild.
It's a real parade in my real hometown with real people.
Right.
Yeah.
And your real Valentine?
No, I don't have one of those. But, you know, thank you for reminding me that I'm still single. Feels good.
Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Right. Okay, so are we doing it? Are we in?
Tess puts her arm around Olivia.
In.
Yes! Oh, I'm so excited, you guys.
This will be fun.
Are you sure that this is cool?
I mean, yeah, the show offered to put my stuff in storage. We'll just throw your stuff in, too.
Okay.
Are you excited for V-Day?
No, just going home, it reminds me of how far I still have to go. I've been in New York for 2 years and wished I'd done so much more with my painting. You know, everyone is going to be asking me the same well-meaning question, and I have to give them the same answer. Just no, I haven't made it yet.
Yet. That is your key word.
Just given this my all. No, but, you know, maybe I'm not edgy enough or high concept enough or unique enough.
You are enough, okay? More than enough. I think all of this hustle and grind has stripped away all the fun for you. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Fun feels like a foreign concept right now.
You'll have fun when you get to Valentine.
Yeah.
The drive with George part is not going to be as fun.
Noted.
Olivia starts packing a bag.
Exactly how big is this car?
Outside, George honks the horn of a vintage sports car.
Hey, hey. We heard you, okay? All of Brooklyn heard you.
Sorry, Tess wasn't answering my texts.
Well, she's not a morning person. Neither am I.
Olivia drags her suitcase down the fire escape stairs.
But we are ready. She will be down in a second.
Okay, just because our itinerary's locked.
Is it now? Well, I didn't know we had an itinerary.
Yes, we have destinations to hit by certain times.
So are you the CEO of this road trip, too?
You want to be the COO? But more importantly, what do you think about Big Red? The car. Her name's Big Red.
Oh.
She pats the roof of the car.
Good morning, Big Red. You'll have to excuse me. I'm still recovering from the sound of your horn.
Let me get your bag.
George picks up the suitcase and opens the trunk. Inside is a leather bag and a box of 8-track tapes.
You pack light?
Surprised? I'm an economical man. What's that? Is this a sketchbook?
Nothing.
Oh, let me see it. The sketches.
No. You don't want to.
Okay.
Good morning, team. Sorry for the holdup.
Yeah, take your time. We're only 2 minutes behind schedule.
You're a morning person, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get you. Yeah, let me help you here. Let's go.
George takes Tessa's suitcases, puts them in the trunk, and shuts it.
So, where are we stopping for coffee? Because I feel like a zombie.
Not so fast. Road trip, rule number one, there will be no liquids in or within arm's reach of the automobile.
Okay. Yeah. You are expecting me to go on this road trip without caffeinated beverages on my person?
That is correct.
How dare you?
Which leads me to rule number two. There will be no food items of any temperature, texture, or density permitted.
You know what? I'm gonna get in the car before I change my mind. Yeah.
You can take shotgun. I'm gonna nap in the back seat.
Woo! You in?
Tess gets in the back seat. Olivia gets in the car and shuts the door. The car drives away. They drive out of the city. They drive along a rural highway. Text on screen, Chicago. The car pulls up on a busy downtown street and parks in front of a hotel. George and Olivia get out of the car.
Olivia.
Catch.
George throws Olivia the keys. Tess gets out of the car and hugs George.
Thank you.
All right, break legs. See you at the next family event?
Yeah, one of our other distant cousins has got to be getting married sometime soon.
I'll give you 2 a minute.
Be nice.
Olivia approaches Tess.
Did this really happen? So I didn't think about this part, the actually getting the drama part.
Yes. This is happening. And you've earned this.
Hey, will you try something for me in Valentine?
What's that?
I know you're gonna be helping your sister with Mickey and with the parade, but maybe find some moments for yourself.
Thank you.
Tess and Olivia hug.
Okay, go. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Okay, I'm going.
Get out.
George waves goodbye to Tess. Olivia hands George the keys.
Hi, Georgie boy. It's your dad. How's Big Red doing? Can't wait to see her and you. Love you.
7 hours later.
I got Luke.
Nice. I'm queuing up a podcast for the last leg of her trip.
Please, not another finance one, okay? I still can't believe I listened to the history of the S&P 500.
Okay, you can pick the next one.
Really? Okay. So, I know you got a rule about eating in your car, but please, please, can I eat these? Otherwise, I have to wait until we stop next time.
Not a chance.
It's Arctic out here, okay? See, look. I can't even feel my nose.
I'm sorry. Rules are rules.
Great.
She bites a frozen licorice rope.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, that's just great. That's great. Look, it froze, and the time it took for me to walk over here and have this conversation.
Okay, stop, stop, stop. I will warm them up for you, okay? There you go.
When do we get to Valentine?
A few more hours. So, what's your favorite thing to do in Valentine? Hit the club? Is DJ Cupid spinning some sick beats tonight?
There is one bar. It's a pub, actually, but it's on Main Street.
Tell me the name. It's gotta be on that Valentine brand.
Bow and arrow.
Boom! Yes! Okay, pretty good.
Well, Valentine's Day is the biggest event of the year. You know, like, Christmas is the warm-up, but Valentine's Day is a marathon.
And this is all because the town is named Valentine?
Well, that's how it started, yeah. But now it's become a really special time of the year. You know, everyone looks forward to it.
Well, it's thawing. I can feel that. So, tell me all about this Valentine's Day parade.
Okay, well, everyone dresses up, and we make these big parade floats to celebrate love. My favorite part is what my sister and I call Operation External Illumination.
George looks at her.
It's twinkly lights. You make everything sparkle.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Thawed out, fully pliable. And you know what? Knock yourself out.
What? I can eat it in the car? What? I promise I'll be super neat.
I'm bending my one rule because licorice doesn't have crumbs. So don't get too excited. All right, next stop, Valentine.
It is a real place. Just you wait.
She gets in the car. In a small town, a woman and child exit the post office. A flower shop is decorated for Valentine's Day. A banner over the road reads, "Be mine in Valentine, 100-year anniversary." The car pulls up downtown. Text on screen, Valentine, Nebraska.
What?
Let's jump out for a second.
But we're in the middle of the street.
Oh, come on, Toto. You're not in New York anymore. No cars are coming, I promise.
They exit the car and look around. Olivia spins around.
Do you believe me now?
All right, bucket list item checked. But this still could be a fake town installation. But I'll buy it.
Okay.
She touches his hand, then pulls away.
Sorry.
Shall we?
Yeah.
They get back in the car. Later, they enter a large greenhouse.
Hiya!
A small dog runs down the stairs.
Hi, Shorty! Hiya! Oh, hiya! Hiya, Mickey!
Hiya, Liv!
I missed you so much! You know how much I missed you! I missed you so much!
Oh, you made it!
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm usually not this crazy. Hiya, I'm Vanessa. It's so nice to meet you, and welcome to Valentine.
Hi, yeah?
Oh, my hiya's kicked in already, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Hiya's a Valentinism. Everyone says it. Once Olivia's within a 2-mile radius, it's out with the high and in with the hiya.
I see. Nice to meet you. Oh. I'm George.
Well, thank you so much for getting Liv here safely. I mean, how kind are you? Did you want a spot of hot cocoa or?
He wants nuggets!
Okay, Mickey, we do not speak for our guests. You want nuggets, okay?
Well, my goal is to hit Denver by at least midnight, so I gotta hit the road, but I appreciate the offer.
Well, what do I owe you for gas?
Oh, I definitely ate more than half the snacks, so we'll call it even. Oh!
I put a sticker on George's booty.
Oh, okay. Okay, leave him be. Go.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, maybe I'll see you again sometime.
She nods.
Yeah.
Take care.
Oh.
George hugs Olivia.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
George leaves the house.
Anything else you want to tell me? I mean, your text said Tess' random cousin was giving you a ride, but that felt like more.
George sits in the car.
Oh, no.
He gets out of the car and checks under the hood. He inspects the engine, then shuts the hood. Olivia's nephew, Mickey, approaches.
Your car sounds broken, George.
Hey, how'd you get out here so fast?
I fit through the doggy door. Should my mom come help you?
No, that's okay, pal. I'd rather not have an audience.
Hey, well, Ronald's already on his way to help me figure out the finale float. You know, he can help with this, too.
Yeah. I know what's wrong. She just needs a boost. Who's Ronald?
Oh, the Valentine mechanic. He's known Liv since they were in pre-K, and he's my husband's best friend, so. Oh, there he is.
That's fast.
A truck pulls up. A man, Ronald, gets out and approaches.
Hiya, Lafferty ladies.
Hiya, Ronald.
Welcome home. Come here.
Oh, so good to see
good
you.
To see you.
But before we start on any of the parade stuff, this is George.
George and Ronald shake hands.
Thanks for coming by.
And George's car won't start. He very kindly drove me to Valentine, but he needs to get back on the road.
I'm happy to assist. What's the damage?
Battery's a little old, so I just need a set of jumper cables, black on black, red on red. That's it, and then I will be out of everyone's way.
So easy peasy. Cables I can provide.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Ronald goes to his truck. George opens the hood of the car. Ronald approaches with jumper cables.
Cables acquired. Like a brand new or broken in? I got two sets.
Either will do. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Can you get the process started? I just got to take this. Hi, Dad. Yeah. Everything's fine.
What's the story with the suit? You've never brought someone home before.
It's not like that, okay? He was just my ride.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, how we doing here?
All clipped in. Just hit the ignition and you'll skyrocket out of here.
All right, perfect.
All right.
George gets in the car and starts it. Sparks fly from the engine.
Whoa. What just happened? What did you do?
It's fine. Chill.
No. I can't just chill. There's smoke coming from the engine.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'm sure everything is okay, right?
Yep. Everything's gonna be A-okay. This is totally fixable.
What's totally fixable? Look at the battery. The electrical is shot. How did this even... You put black on red, didn't you? You mixed up the terminals.
I didn't. I didn't think I did.
I know cars, okay? And there's no way this car is starting now because you've completely fried the whole electrical system.
Sir,
Don't, sir, me.
Look, it's a tiny mistake, okay? And don't forget, we're all out here trying to help you, you know?
Oh, you're right. Thank you for helping me get stuck in nowhere Nebraska with a fried electrical system. Thank you.
Let's go. We have work to do. You know what? I hope you're not stuck in nowhere Nebraska for too much longer. Good luck.
It was nice meeting you.
Olivia and Vanessa leave.
What a mess.
No, I know. It's just one of those things I know exactly where everything is.
No, George. Stop being like that.
What? Oh, no. Yeah, he's just a guy getting worked up over an inanimate object. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to say that about Valentine.
No, he didn't. And he shouldn't have. But you know what I'm going to say.
Love your neighbor. Yeah, well, George doesn't live in Valentine, so he's not my neighbor. Two days, huh?
Yep. Final day of prep is tomorrow.
Well, do you think your vision is coming together?
TBD. I mean, tomorrow really is crunch time. So I hope you're ready to smock up. Everything's getting loaded into HQ for assembly, and then most importantly, we begin...
Operation External Illumination.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I mean, Miss Hackey has been riding me about the details.
Well, it was her parade for 30 years, so you know it's hard to relinquish control and pass the torch.
I know. I just, you know, I feel all this pressure because, you know, I've dreamt about running the parade my whole life, and, you know, I just want to make it perfect.
Well, I am happy to help you out with the parade stuff and lighten the load, but... You know, I can't work unless I have...
Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Let's go into town for dinner. Barbara okay. May is dying to see you.
Okay, so break it down for me. Realistically, what do I need to get back on the road?
At minimum, a new battery, a new alternator, probably a new timing belt as well.
Probably a new fuse panel and new wires to replace the ones that melted.
Ugh.
Great, so an entirely new car. All right, how about you just send me to another body shop and I'll figure something out.
First of all, I did this to you. I want to make up for it. Second of all, this is an old car. You're gonna have to send away for parts and that can take a week.
I know, and I gotta be in LA on Valentine's Day, the day after next, with Big Red fully operational.
Oh yeah. That's not happening. Unless... I bet we can piece it back together, finding some old parts in my junkyard.
Huh.
It's not a terrible idea.
One of my guys is dropping off some old junkers tomorrow, so I mean, we can check those out.
All right. I'm in. It's our only hope.
You know, I don't get to talk to other car guys too much. And I wasn't sure I wanted to talk to you at all, though. You were starting to take a tone at Vanessa's.
I know. I'm really sorry again. Thank you for giving me another shot. My approach has always been, and my nanny used to say this to me, wouldn't you rather have a friend, George?
I mean, yeah, our town motto is, and my pastor always says this, love your neighbor.
George takes Olivia's sketchbook out of the trunk.
Hey, so I'm definitely in the doghouse with Olivia, huh? How do I get to their house from here?
I've known Olivia Lafferty her whole life. She is definitely not at the house right now.
Well, where is she?
Booth 10, our Barbara May's diner on Main. She's probably on a second strawberry milkshake.
Liv, you can't have milkshake and coffee for dinner.
Olivia drinks a milkshake.
Watch me.
Wow, look at this city cat. Hiya, sweet girl.
Hiya, Barbara May.
Who are you?
No, I'm better now. I'm seeing you. You know, your milkshakes really do heal all wounds.
Oh, they sure do. I heard that friend of yours with the fancy red car had some choice words about our little town.
Right. I forgot how quickly news spreads around here.
All that matters is you made it.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? And he's long gone by now, so good riddance.
Barbara May and Vanessa look away. Olivia turns and looks at the front door.
You gotta be kidding me.
George and Ronald sit at the counter. Olivia approaches.
So, what's happening here, fellas?
I invited him. Big Red will be out of commission for a bit longer.
What do you mean? How long are we talking here?
Excuse me, could I get two beers, please? And you know what? Two strawberry milkshakes, because when in Valentine... I'm sorry about before. Can we go chat somewhere?
You know what, George? You're slicker than I thought.
I am not trying to be slick.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. I really do owe you an apology about earlier. See, Ron and I, we smoothed things over, and I was hoping to do the same with you. I was so out of line.
But the thing is that Ron is a good, forgiving person. You know, and you guys have a common interest. Cars. But me, on the other hand, I don't think you'll be so lucky.
Hiya. I'm Barbara May. You must be George of the Concrete Jungle.
Yes. Hi. It is so nice to meet you. This is a fantastic spot.
Why, thank you. He doesn't seem too bad. I think we don't have to give him the boot just yet.
She's looking like this.
Oh, let me guess. This is when you two are going to tell me to
love your neighbor.
Yeah. Right.
Hiya again, George.
Wait, can someone explain the linguistic origins of hiya to me? Is it a blend of hi and yeah, or hi and you?
It's just a hi with a little extra love at the end.
Oh, fascinating. Oh, Barbara May, my new friend Ron here says that you have a room upstairs that you rent out.
Oh, Ronald is correct.
Well, I have to spend the night here in Valentine while I wait for some car parts, so any chance it's available?
The room is available, yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wonderful.
Olivia Lafferty?
Hiya!
Hiya, Claire-Anne. I mean, wow. How are you? It's so good to see. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, just have the kids in all different sports this winter, so I am go, go, go.
Bet you are. In high school, you were like the president of, what, 8 clubs?
I know, right? What a nut. I was basically an unpaid employee back then. And now I'm on the PTA, so I guess you can say I still am. But look at you, city gal. What is everyone wearing in New York? The trend will hit Valentine in like 6 months, so give me the scoop.
Oh, well, honestly, I just wear carpenter pants and a smock to the studio every day.
Oh, that reminds me. If you're not too busy, Could I commission a painting? Maybe a flower for Kinsley's nursery? Gosh, you always made such nice pieces.
Wow, that's really kind of you.
Is this so silly to ask you? I mean, you're like a famous New York City painter. You must be so busy.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, come on. You've been out there for 2 years now. You must be in all kinds of fancy galleries.
She is. You are.
No.
In galleries. Although her last gallery opening wasn't big. It was huge. It was an amazing accomplishment. She is the next Norman Rockwell meets pop art meets Valentine. She's gonna tell me to shut my trap, but it wasn't any old gallery opening. Olivia here made an amazing impression on one of Tribeca's most prestigious gallery owners. So, I mean, only big stuff ahead, right, Olivia?
Yes. But you know what, the gallery stuff, it really isn't that important.
Oh, yes, it is.
Congrats, honey.
Wait, so this is why you've been so cagey. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. But you know what is important is I would love to paint something for Kinsley's nursery.
Gee, I don't know if we can afford you now.
Oh, don't worry, I've got a big friends and family discount.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks so much.
Of course.
Claire Ann walks away. Vanessa approaches Olivia.
Liv, why didn't you tell me about the gallery? I feel like I'm gonna cry. This is amazing. Look at you coming.
There's a lot of things still in the works for it. So, George, could I talk to you for a second? George?
Sweet baby Cupid. That is like the greatest thing I've ever tasted. Oh, Barbara May, can I shake your hand for the second time? Oh, you know what? Who wants a milkshake on me?
Yeah! All right.
I want a milkshake, please.
Let's give it up for my boy, George!
Yes!
George!
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 Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. I'm coming back down to earth after my first milkshake experience. Can you believe that? I am, like, vibing with this place. Sorry, can we chat now?
No. It's fine.
Oh, no. Seriously, I just wanted to say a few things about the,
It's okay. You said enough. Look, I'm gonna go start on Operation External Illumination down on Main Street.
Wait, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go pick up Mickey from school and finish up some of my list.
Yep, I'll see you back at the house.
Okay. Olivia leaves. George starts after her.
Oh, wait, just give her a beat.
The parade is not.
Hiya, Miss Hackey.
I'm concerned that things aren't on schedule. Should I stop by the barn tomorrow during setup? I do have 3 decades of experience.
No need, but thank you so much. I've got everything under control.
The senior woman, Miss Hackey, walks away. Vanessa watches her. Later, Olivia fixes decorations outdoors.
Okay, we're gonna turn the lights on in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She adjusts Christmas lights on a big piece of scaffolding. George approaches her.
If you don't want to talk still, I could at least come up there and help you. I'm sorry I got carried away in the diner. I'm kind of like a small town celebrity now, so it's a busy full-time job.
And I should ask Barbara May to make you a piece of humble pie.
Humility? Oof, no can do. I'm allergic.
You know what, George? You can do whatever you want with your life. But don't pipe up and get involved in mine. I care a lot about this town and the people in it. Understood?
Is this about the gallery thing? Because I thought I was helping. At the gas station, you told me that
no,
you wanted...
No, you encouraged Claire Ann and everyone to believe that I'm some hotshot New York success story, and I'm not. So you lied.
It wasn't a total lie. You did make an impression on the gallery owner. But you know what? No, it wasn't a lie at all. It was a pre-truth.
She stops and looks at him.
A what?
A pre-truth. Something that will happen, so it will be true. It just hasn't happened yet.
Oh, so it's a pre-truth that I'll be a successful solo gallery artist? Yeah, right.
Well, with that attitude, you definitely won't be.
You have never even seen my work. I mean, I could be a total hack for all you know.
You're not.
He holds up her sketchbook.
Fell out of your bag. Found it in Big Red's trunk.
Wouldn't I suppose you looked through it?
I did. And Olivia, they're outstanding.
She smiles and looks down at her book.
Why are you being so complimentary? What's your end game?
There's no end game. I'm just inspired by the good neighbors of Valentine. That's all. And listen, my car's gonna get fixed tomorrow, and you'll never see me again.
Well, we may have to throw you a farewell parade for you and your milkshake crew.
Haha. Very funny.
We hold?
She hands him back her sketchbook and picks up an extension cord.
Okay.
She plugs in the extension cord. Pink colored lights light up along the street.
How does it look?
Perfect.
They look at each other.
The lights are perfect.
At Vanessa's house, Vanessa runs past Olivia on the stairs.
Wake up! Let's take the show on the road!
Oh, it's like dawn o'clock.
Well, the early bird catches the worm. I'm taking Mickey. Meet me at the barn. You can sleep in more if you want.
Olivia leans on the banister. She walks into another room with craft supplies on a table. Banker's boxes are labeled Mom's Art Books and Mom's Acrylics. Olivia puts a small wooden box on the table and opens it. The box is full of paint and brushes. She holds a small tube of paint, then puts it back. She inspects a brush and touches it. Meanwhile, Barbara May works behind the counter at the restaurant.
Morning, Barbara May.
You're up early.
Got lots to do today.
George sees paintings on the wall of a young couple drinking a milkshake, as well as buildings in town.
Who did all these?
Laura Lafferty. Olivia and Vanessa's mom.
And my good friend. These are some of the last pieces she did before she passed.
George looks at the paintings on the wall. Olivia gets into a station wagon, then checks her phone. Tess is on a video call.
Oh, hey. I was just about to call you. So, how's it going?
It's so fun. I've never played a role like this before.
The legal stuff is so serious, so I really need to work on my face because apparently I have resting happy face.
And they need me to be way more like...
Oh, yeah, that's good. But I'm on break right now, and I miss you. How are things in Valentine? George must be in L.A. by now.
Surprisingly, George is still in Valentine.
What? Really? Why?
Technical difficulties with Big Red. Actually, reminds me. Do you have George's dad's address?
Later, Olivia gets out of the car with two poster rolls, then enters the post office. Olivia approaches a large red barn. She sees Miss Hackey, sitting alone outside.
Hiya, Miss Hackey.
Isn't it a little nippy to post up outside?
I'm just fine, thank you. But I'm not quite sure things are up to snuff in there.
Well, what do you mean?
I believe that your sister is committing an egregious violation.
A violation of what?
Of tradition.
Right.
She wants to put the finale float on a real car.
And that's a problem because...
Tradition states that we're not to use anything other than flats on wheels. The townspeople of the first annual Be Mine and Valentine parade didn't have cars. So neither should we.
Interesting. But you do remember last year's finale float got frozen in place on the asphalt. So maybe it's okay for things to be modernized a little bit. And trust me, the car that we're using, it's going to be decorated. It's going to be beautiful. So, how about that? Well, you take care now.
Olivia enters the barn and approaches Vanessa.
I'm reporting for duty.
Hey, what can I do?
Okay, the most urgent line of items in the float department. We've got flats to paint. The top of the Puppy Love float isn't even close to being finished, so someone needs to take care of that.
Yeah, I'll handle the floats. You know, consider it taken care
of. Okay. Whoa.
You okay? Come here. Sit down, please. Breathe. Sit down.
Okay.
What?
Does everyone think I'm doing a terrible job?
No.
The pressure is getting to me. You know, I feel like I want this so bad, but Miss Hackey is just itching for me to fail, which, by the way, is not in the spirit of the town.
I'm sorry I'm so far away.
Oh, no, you're following your gift. I guess the root of it is...
Vanessa starts crying.
Don't you ever feel like, no matter what you do, that there's this... feeling that none of it really matters because Mom isn't here to see it.
Sometimes, yeah. I found her box of paints this morning. It's like she's nowhere and everywhere. All the time.
I'm sorry for dragging you into this sad stuff. You know, and thank you for letting me vent. You know, soon you'll be back in New York living the high life again, so.
I gotta complain about that. I'm not living the high life in New York. My art is going nowhere.
No, you always undersell yourself. No, stop. Please,
listen. You know I've been working as a waiter for a catering company to make ends meet.
Yeah.
Well, the last event I worked, one woman that could change the course of my career was there, and I blew it with her, which got me fired, and Tess moved to Chicago, so now I have nowhere to live. When I'm failing, I feel like I'm failing her, too.
No, stop with that. You are not failing at anything, okay? You're still trying, which means you officially haven't failed yet.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, too.
I'm so glad you're home.
Olivia arrives at a big garage full of junked cars. Inside, George is sorting through some parts.
Digging for gold?
Yeah, kinda. You?
Aluminum for a float. I've gotta finish a high schooler's group project.
Oof. Few people definitely had to do that for me in high school.
Oh, no. You were the lazy kid, weren't you?
No. I was a delegation rock star. I helped everyone play to their strengths and do the part of the project that inspired them the most.
So you didn't do any of the actual work then?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that the parts I'm looking for are not here, and time is not on my side.
Well, maybe you can find a solution with what's here. I mean, didn't you dream about places like this when you were a kid?
Here? No, definitely not.
Well, I thought you wanted to be a mechanic.
Oh,
Right, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like a kid saying they want to be a dolphin. When they grow up, it's just, it's not going to happen.
You mean never going to happen to a Kessler?
Bingo.
George rummages through some debris.
Slow down. You know, it's like when you're picking a paint color, you know, blending one together. You can't rush it.
Okay.
Slow.
Okay.
Down.
All right, I'm slowing down.
He imitates a robot as he walks away. She follows him.
So, did you always know you wanted to be an artist?
Always. My mom was an art teacher. She even sold a few paintings before she got sick.
You and your sister have been through a lot. I'm sorry.
It's fine. We're battle-tested, us Lafferty girls. You know what? Can you do me a favor? Look out for anything aluminum. It has to go on a float, so it has to be lightweight.
Sure.
They spread out, searching through a pile of debris.
Okay. Humor me. I mean, if you weren't already lined up to be the next CEO, what are you most passionate about?
I spend my days thinking about profits and pragmatism, so passion isn't really on the table. I'm good at what I do. I don't have to like it.
Okay, well, put it this way. What lights you up? Because I have to say, you looked pretty impassioned at the diner the other day when you bought everybody milkshakes.
That stuff's just fun to do.
Well, you should lead with that. How generous you are. Surprised me.
You know, when I first started working for my dad, I asked him if we could build out a sister company, a non-for-profit, kind of like a philanthropic impact arm.
And?
He said no, of course. George, there's no tangible investment return.
You could do it now.
Yeah, good one.
I'm serious.
There's a board meeting tomorrow.
Perfect. Pitch it to them then.
No, this is the board meeting where I'm officially appointed CEO. All the investors have approved me. It's my time.
You're right. It is your time. Your tiny window of time on this earth. So, how do you want to spend it?
I don't know. I've always let somebody else be the financial advisor when it comes to how I invest my time.
George looks away.
I should really slow down more often, huh? Oh, whoa. Check this out. Ugh. All right, I may actually be able to use these. Thank you for making me rummage intentionally.
He holds some electrical cables.
One man's trash, huh? No, I like that table. I think that could work.
Yeah.
For me.
Here, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
George and Olivia bump into each other. Standing close together, they look into each other's eyes, then back away.
Ron, is that you? I'm just rewiring now. Any luck on an alternator?
Mickey approaches.
Excuse me. May I please use this quiet place to write my Valentine's?
You're not Ronald.
Hi. Are you still mad about your car?
Yeah, you could still say that, but we're making headway.
Hiya, George. Sorry to do this, but can you do us a huge favor?
Yeah, sure.
May I please write my Valentine's here? It's way too noisy in the barn.
Of course, knock yourself out.
Woo!
Do they need food or water?
No, thank you. No,
Mickey's fine. Just particular about creative space, like Aunt Libby. But I'm getting pulled into a million different directions. Are you sure it's okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Vanessa walks away. Mickey sits on the floor, playing. George approaches him.
Nice. I remember Valentine's when I was a kid.
What did yours say?
Oh, I didn't write my Valentine's. My nanny did.
That's silly. Your Valentine's has to come from your heart. Are you Aunt Libby's boyfriend? I think you guys like each other.
No. I'm just a friend who's a boy.
You don't have to be boyfriend-girlfriend to be Valentine's.
That's solid intel. Thanks.
You're welcome. My dad comes home tomorrow, and he's my Valentine because I love him so much.
George answers his phone.
Hey, Dad. How are you?
Good, good. New office is looking great. Everyone is excited for the party. Big Red humming along?
Yep, she's humming like a bird. We'll be there.
Great. The agenda for tomorrow's board meeting is looking good. Did you see it?
I did, yeah. I got the email.
You made so many slam dunk deals last quarter. Everyone's eager to get you in.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I was thinking, I know I mentioned this a long time ago, but what about starting a charity fund through Kessler & Kessler Assets for people who can't afford their first car? We can tie it back to Big Red somehow, and I think it would be a really great opportunity.
Nice idea for a nonprofit somewhere. Someone's probably doing something like it already. Hire them.
Okay, but what if I did it? What if we did it, really built out a philanthropic arm?
George,
focus up. Don't drift on me.
Yes, sir. Understood. One job, one focus. Crystal clear.
Love you.
Bye.
He puts down his phone.
You don't need a car, George. Just scoot.
Mickey scoots along the ground on a cart. People enter the Red Barn as Miss Hackey watches through binoculars. Inside, people work on Valentine's Day decorations. Vanessa hands out sandwiches.
Hey, sweet.
Oh,
you?
Thank you.
You're good. Oh, wonderful.
Olivia takes a sandwich and watches Vanessa exit. Outside, Vanessa approaches Miss Hackey and hands her a sandwich. Olivia paints the float. Vanessa kisses a Valentine's Day card and adds it to a pile. Later, George stands outside Ronald's truck. Ronald is in the driver's seat.
Tell me something good.
Sorry, bud. No luck. My guys are gonna stay on the lookout for you, but...
But what are the chances they're gonna find a vintage alternator in the next... Now, zero.
I wish I could have done more.
No, no, you've gone above and beyond. Thank you. All right. Have a good night.
All right, man. You too.
Ronald drives away. Miss Hackey is behind George.
I've got a part for you.
Everyone in this town is so sneaky. Sorry, what was that?
A vintage car part. Whatever you need, this car's got it.
Really? And this car's located...
Miss Hackey and George enter the Valentine's Day parade barn. It's now empty.
Yeah, this is an unfinished wooden float. Thank you so much.
No, no, underneath, there's a car.
Oh, just...
George kneels on the float, opens a panel, and sees a car part.
Look at you, knowing the town's secrets.
What part do you need? Take your pick.
The alternator. Although, if I take it, the car's not gonna run.
Oh, Don't worry about that. They're not going to use this float after all.
Okay. Well, let me go grab my tools. And you're sure it's okay?
Of course it's okay. Do you really think they're going to use this junk pile of a wagon for the finale? No parade organizer in her right mind would do that.
I guess you're right. Can I give you check or cash or something?
No, no payment necessary.
That is very sweet. You people really live up to your motto.
Love your neighbor.
Do I have to brush tonight? It's disgusting.
Yes, you do.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people use a tissue, but my mom, your grandma, used to do this. So when you wake up in the morning, you'll see that I left a kiss for you.
He kisses the mirror.
Very good.
Mickey hops off of the sink.
Will you stay forever?
I'm working on it. Okay. You better head to bed, huh? Parade day tomorrow. It's a big one for all of us.
Olivia watches Mickey leave the bathroom. Later, Barbara May works behind the counter at the diner.
Two strawberry milkshakes.
Thank you, dear.
Olivia enters the restaurant.
Hey. So, where's your new boarder?
I haven't seen him since this morning. Can he stay for the parade tomorrow?
I don't know. I was gonna find out.
He's real sweet on you, huh?
You think everybody's sweet on me?
This feels different. Looks different.
Oh, really? Well, how so?
Because of how you look back at him. Everyone's looking at him because he's a newcomer. But I'm watching you. I saw you under the lights with him last night. He's fun, right?
Fine, I will give you that. He is fun.
Dating can be fun, too. It's a fun part of life. Just a thought. Anyway, his stuff's still upstairs, so he hasn't gone far.
Hey, okay, so where's your bestie?
I think he's still working in the shop.
Barbara May nods at Ronald.
All yours.
Olivia gets up and exits.
Atta girl.
Olivia enters the garage.
Hello. George. There you are. You know, I brought you something.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You look quite nice.
Oh, thanks. You look greasy.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, what's the verdict, huh? Will Big Red ride the open road once more, or are you stuck in Valentine for another night?
Well, I think, by George, pun intended, we got it.
She's fixed.
Yes, all thanks to a very sweet Miss Hackey.
What? You know what? Only you would know how to charm a curmudgeon like Miss Hackey.
All right. Moment of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
She lives!
Woo! Oh, welcome back, baby. All right, well.
You still have time for some licorice.
Always. Is this your way of asking me to be your Valentine?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Mickey seems to have a lot to say about the rules of Valentine's.
Yeah, well, Mickey has a lot of opinions.
I'm sorry, I got sidetracked by the car. How was the afternoon, the float stuff?
It's exhausting, but yeah, everything is done, and tomorrow's gonna be great.
Oh, that's great. I wish I could stay to see it.
So you're leaving tonight, then?
Yeah, I am. I need to. I should.
He nods.
Look, Olivia, my life isn't like yours. Okay, I've never made an independent decision for myself or even had the time to figure it out. It's just, it's easier to paint by numbers, and that is just the way it needs to be.
What are you afraid of, George?
I'm afraid of disappointing my dad and being a failed link in my family legacy, okay? Yeah, I can admit that much.
I hope you enjoyed your time in Valentine. I overnighted something to you. You know what? It doesn't even matter. Yeah, that's for you. You'll need it more than I. You can't show up at your office party hungry. You might ruin another cater waiter's evening.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they have to worry about my blood sugar levels because I've been on a steady diet of Valentine sweetness.
George smiles. Olivia doesn't.
Safe travels, George.
She walks away.
Happy Valentine's Day.
She stands at a car, closes her eyes and sighs, then walks away.
Could you be my
Valentine? Text on screen, Valentine's Day. Downtown Valentine is decorated for Valentine's Day. Olivia sits in the cafe alone, looking down at the table. Barbara Ray pours her a cup of coffee.
Happy parade day. Where's George?
Okay. Hit the road. Bad news. George is gone. Good news. I'm a smart cookie and I always figure it out, right?
Right.
We have a code red situation.
All right, Cynthia, I've got a good signal now.
Okay, George, I'm putting you through to the conference call now.
Please announce yourself. And press pound.
George Kessler, Jr.
It won't start. Oh, this is a disaster. An entire fourth grade class and their families are supposed to be on this float.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're expecting the float to move. Is there anything you can do?
I need a balloon and two hair clips.
What? You can't be serious.
It might work. Worst case, I'll hook it up in Tokyo.
Miss Hackey leaves the barn. Olivia follows her.
Good morning, Miss Hackey.
Yes, dear.
Do you know what happened to the finale float?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Well, maybe if I was still running the parade, this oversight wouldn't have happened.
Well, last night, George told me that you helped him. So did you help him take something out of the finale float and put in his own car?
Perhaps. But I mean, that is my cousin Hildy's car they're using for that monstrosity. I just happened to overhear that he needed a vintage car part.
Why are you trying to sabotage this parade?
I was pushed from my position.
Not by us. You know the city council voted for Vanessa.
She could have not run.
You ran unopposed for 30 years. And in that time, you created magical parades. But now it's somebody else's turn.
I suppose it was time for me to step down, but it's just been a difficult transition.
Of course it has.
Olivia turns to leave, then looks back at Miss Hackey.
You know what? I have an idea. Oh, Vanessa? I don't think I can be the parade marshal today.
What? Well, how will I find a parade marshal 30 minutes before it starts? I mean, no one knows the introduction.
I can do it, dear.
Oh, wow, that would be great. We'd love to have you involved. Do you remember the...
I know exactly where to stand. And I'll tell those baton twirlers to watch their range of motion.
Okay.
Miss Hackey takes a megaphone out of her purse and walks away.
How did that happen?
Loving our neighbor. That's all.
People prepare for the Valentine's Day parade. Mothers put costumes on kids. A couple stands on a float, wearing red formal wear. Olivia hugs her friend. A group of children approaches the barn. The door opens. Vanessa stands by the float, titled Puppy Love. Two paper mache dogs eat a plate of spaghetti.
4 minutes away, folks! Line up, please! The townspeople assigned to your float will meet you on Main Street. We'll stagger your entrances from here. Copy?
Okay, 4 minutes.
Excuse me, parade marshal coming through. Parade marshal coming through. Parade marshal coming through.
Okay, I, George Kessler Jr., would be honored to accept the role of chief executive officer of this company. And continue the tradition of...
Your conference call will begin in 5 minutes.
George reaches into his pocket. He takes a Valentine's Day card out of his pocket and opens it.
George, you were the best Valentine's Day surprise. Love, Mickey.
It's showtime! Puppy Love, I need you. You're up, Puppy Love!
Ladies and gentlemen, generations of Kesslers have been great leaders. First, my grandfather, then my father, and now it's time for me to step into my destiny.
George stands by the side of the road, talking into his phone.
Which is not as chief executive officer of this company.
Excuse me, George, what is this?
Dad, and fellow board members, please hear me out. I promise the right thing to do is not to follow a predetermined path for myself, but to follow my heart and give this company a soul.
George drives back into Valentine. People ride on the back of a flatbed truck full of hay. People in red outfits march in the Valentine's Day parade. Fire trucks and floats drive down the snowy street. The well-dressed couple sits on a throne on a parade float. The parade moves away from the barn. Olivia and Vanessa watch the parade as it leaves.
We did it!
You did it! Oh
my gosh, thank you for all the things.
Oh, you know, days and... hours of hard work for a few minutes of magic. So worth it.
Yeah. I'm gonna find Mickey and Tyler out there. Wait, yeah. You coming?
No, you go.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll be out in a sec.
Okay.
Vanessa leaves. Olivia stands alone in the barn. Text on screen, Los Angeles. George's dad puts envelopes and a poster roll on his desk.
Cynthia, what is this?
Valentine, Nebraska. This better not be a Valentine prank.
He opens the roll and unfurls a painting of the car. He reads a note.
I know this car means a lot to your family, and it got me to the place I love most in the world. Here's something to remember Big Red's unplanned pit stop in Valentine, Olivia.
He inspects the painting. Olivia walks through the barn, then starts closing the door. George stands outside the barn. She sees him. George approaches, holding a milkshake.
Hiya.
I thought you were supposed to be in LA.
I was, but I spent the night at Barbara May's, and I asked her to keep it a secret, and she did. And this morning, I still didn't know what I was gonna do. I even made it a few miles down the highway. But I just knew I couldn't spend Valentine's Day anywhere but Valentine.
He hands her the milkshake.
Here. Please, take it. I had to transport it treacherously in Big Red. I know. Look what you've done to me. I don't know what's next for me or you or us, but I have to ask. Olivia Lafferty. Will you be my Valentine?
Yes.
They kiss. One year later, in a New York City art gallery.
I cannot wait to show you my latest find. Now, this is one of Hollander's exclusive artists. She works out of Tribeca, Los Angeles, and her hometown, Valentine, Nebraska.
A painting of George and Olivia hangs on the wall as the gallery guide passes. Olivia and George stand in front of it.